You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
When you're drinking a frozen beverage from McDonald's, your brain may not like how refreshingly cold it is. But the rest of your body? Oh, yes. It's gonna relish every moment of it. Because there are drinks. Then there are drinks from McDonald's.
Get all the chill you need for just $1.69. From any size frozen drink, like a frozen Fanta Blue Raspberry, to a new ice-cold lemonade. Prices and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Hello everyone and welcome to the latest Fancast Premier Match. I'm your host, Little Dan, and this week I've got an absolute hero to the Molyneux New Faithful, top goal scorer in our League One season, one third of the most electrifying strike forces that we've had at Wolves in recent years. I've got Nua Dicko. How are you doing, Nua?
Hi guys, I'm doing good, thanks. Thanks for inviting me. It's been a while. I've been following you on social media. So it's nice to see you today and have the chance to have a chat with you.
Thanks, man. Obviously in Turkey now, playing for Gaziantep, is that right?
Yes, that's correct.
Yourself and Roderick Miranda are on the back of a 1-0 win last night. How are you finding life over there compared to your time in England?
Well, it's completely different here than in England, as you can guess. To be honest, it was a nice surprise, you know, as football is. It's pretty good here. And so I enjoyed it, you know, the football and the life here also. And yeah, you know, because of the pandemic, etc., I haven't had the chance to really enjoy, you know, the full aspect of life here, because you know it's a good country, it's a very nice country, and they have also really nice fans like in England. So that's a bit of a pity, but so far it's going good. It's good here.
Good. Let's take you back quite a few years now. You made your debut for Wolves back in, I think it was 2012-13 maybe. Under Dean Saunders, the season that we got relegated, you scored your first goal for Wolves against Burnley. Remember that day very well in regards to, obviously, Wolves lost that day, but fans were pretty angry on the pitch afterwards.
Oh, yeah, I'd forgotten that. Yeah, it was a crazy day. Yeah. It was just like, you know, when I first arrived at Wolves, I remember I had gone to Blackpool Unknown prior to that, and I remember coming to Wolves and just realizing how big of a club it was as soon as I arrived, you know. And it was such a pity that, you know, things were not going well at the time for the clubs. You know, like Wolves, I think it was, this season got relegated from Premier League, so they were in Championship. And I think the, can you hear me good?
Yeah, I'm for you.
Okay. Yeah, and I think that this year, the club wanted to go back to the Premier League, and it went completely wrong for some reason. And I arrived to the club. I saw that, you know, how big it was. Unfortunately, my time when I arrived, it wasn't a good fit, let's say, or a good match. You know, things were not right at the club, and I was also very young kid at the time also, and yeah, you know. I remember the game, you know, the fans were really angry, you know, and it was normal also, you know, you can understand. But yeah, this time, this period of my career and for Wolves wasn't the best, I guess, yeah.
So then you skip a couple of years, you're playing for Rotherham against Wolves in League One, and I think you caused our defence quite a few problems that day at Rotherham's goal. I think we drew 3-3 and you got 2 for Rotherham. Remember that?
Yes, I remember this game, yeah.
So compared to that moment and when it was sort of kicking off against Burnley, did you have any sort of concerns going back to Wolves on the back of that period when you were on loan?
Yeah, definitely. I remember at the time I was talking to some of my family, and I remember saying, before I go back to Wolves, I said to one of, I don't know if it was my brother at the time, I said something like, oh, I know my time at Wolves wasn't good at this time, but I feel like I'm going to go back there because I still have good feelings about this club. And if I have the chance to go back, I would go back. I remember saying this. And a few weeks later, I was a Wolves player.
And obviously, you never really looked back in those sort of 12 to 18 months from signing the January, did you? I think you finished top goal scoring in League One, and then the Championship season on the return, we just missed out on the playoffs by a goal difference, I think. But a lot of fans will put that down to that November period where you were injured and we didn't win a game.
Oh, yeah. This period... To be honest, looking back at it, I think, I thought also that maybe the fact that I missed this period didn't help us to reach at least the playoff, because I think we had the team to do at least the playoff or maybe more this season. It was a great season, and. It's so that even now, sometimes I still think about this November month that I missed, and I'm like, okay, I think if I don't miss this month, I'm pretty sure we would be at least in the playoff this season. Positive.
Obviously, I mentioned earlier you were part of that electric front three yourself, back with Sacco and Benny Kofova. We had so much momentum going into those last few weeks of the season. Obviously, we missed yourself in November. You scored some important goals. You remember back sort of the Friday night game on the television versus Derby? I remember the atmosphere being quite special that night. What's your sort of favourite memories looking back on Wolves?
Oh, I have a lot, you know. One game in particularly, I think it was in League One against Rotherham, the 6-4 game. That day was amazing, you know. This game I scored a hat trick, so it was really special for me. And I remember everybody was in a good mood. The atmosphere was just top at the club. The fans, the players were, you know, way back to the Championship. It was a really nice day. Another game, it was Leeds at home. This 4-3 game. It was a pretty similar game than this Rotherham game, if I remember. Just a beautiful day, sunny day. I think if we win this game, we go back, we go in the playoff spots, you know, places. Something like this, it was such an important game for our season, and it was a nice day, you know. The front three, Afobe, Sako, and me, we had a really good day. I remember David was came and gave us the win in the last minute or something like this, in the last 5 minutes or something like this, if I'm correct. Yeah, just probably my two favorite games. I have others, but these two were really special.
You have some very special games. The Leeds one does stand out. A lot of people sort of question you for the one goal, why you took it so soon instead of taking it into the box. I think you discussed that many times before. But your other goal with the left foot from such a tight angle, but that was quite a nice finish as well, looking back.
Oh, yeah. You're talking about the Leeds game.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. To be honest, I remember that day, like, Bennick tried to shoot and it ended up like a cross.
Pissed, I'm sure.
Yeah, and then it ended up like a cross. And I remember not thinking too much at the time. Like, the ball is coming. I see the goalkeeper is arriving to me. Also, I know the angle is tight and it's very difficult to score. And I'm just like, okay, I think I just need to make contact with the ball, a good contact, make sure it's on target. And fortunately for me, the ball is like bounced off a little bit of the ground. It goes over the goalkeeper and it went in, and it just set up the day for set up myself for the game really well also, because it was such an important game. And I remember we were 1-0 down after maybe the first 15 minutes, if I can remember correctly. And it was just a nice day. And this season, when Bennick arrived, it just clicked between him and me. And it was such a joy for myself to play alongside him. You had Sako also, you had you had James Henry also, but the difference for me was Bennick. Yeah, I really enjoyed playing with him.
Obviously, yeah, special relationship between yourself, Bennick, and back. You also had some special games, beating Liverpool away in the FA Cup as well. For you, played the majority of that game, the 2-1 at Anfield.
What did you say, sir? I didn't hear you correctly.
Liverpool in the FA Cup, you played in that fixture as well.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that was a very special day, you know, like it was my first time playing against Liverpool at Anfield also. They had two teams at the time, not the team that they had last season, but they still have some impressive players, impressive names. And I remember, like, the fans, the whole song that traveled to Liverpool, it was just amazing, you know, going out for a warm-up and you see all the fans already there, you know, like, it was just a typical special FA Cup day and away day also for the fans and for the players. And I remember the manager was Lambert at the time, and it was just like, guys, just go enjoy it, you know. Just give everything, play with confidence, and that's what we tried to do. And we were lucky at the time. And Da Costa was just like unstoppable. Nobody could stop him. And he played an amazing game. And in the end, we managed to win that game. And the Veyman scored also. It was such a nice day for the fans, for the club, and for the players also, you know. These kind of memories are for life. And Stearman also scored, I think. We won 2-1. Stears and Veyman scored. And I remember Costa on the Veyman goal, I think. He did like a rush from 50 meters. And yeah, it was just a nice day.
Probably a silly question to ask. Did Kenny Jackett get the best out of you?
Yes, he did. You know, it really helped me reach another level. You know, he believed in me, and you know, which is the most important thing for a player, you know, like you can have all the quality you have. If you're somewhere you don't feel like really confident as a football player, you're not really gonna perform, and if you don't perform, you cannot enjoy, and you cannot improve also. It's really difficult. And yeah, Kenny Jacket really believed in me, and he helped me a lot. Even Wolves as a club also get out best of me, you know, at the time. And it was just a nice time of my career and of my life, and something I want to progress for sure.
Hey, podcast pet parents. You've got plenty to do and don't need more to worry about, especially when it comes to pets. So try Wonderside, a spray that kills and repels 100% of fleas and ticks and replaces spot drops or pills, which have nasty ingredients. Because it's plant-based, it's safe around kids and can be used on dogs and cats of all ages. Oh, and it smells amazing. Try it for 20% off at Wonderside.com/podcast with coupon code podcast. That's Wonderside. With a C.
Not many people will know this, but you were the first Wolves player to score under Nuno Espirito Santo in a fixture. It was during our season. A lot of people think it was Leo Bonatini, but it was yourself. What were your sort of short memories of working under Nuno? And let's just ask you, was it yourself who asked for the move, or were you told that we needed the money to bring in players? What was the situation behind that?
Working on the Nuno was like, was good, because like you could tell he was a great manager. He was really something different from the manager I had seen prior to that at all. You know, I remember coming into preseason, really fit, really up for it. I knew you had a new manager. The season before, it was my season coming back from this injury. It was quite difficult. And, you know, I remember coming, I had worked a lot in the summer to come back to make a good impression of the manager, etc. Because all I wanted really was to stay at Wolves. Yeah, the preseason went really well for me, I think. I had some great games, some goals. This one against Werder Bremen, I think against Victoria Pleasant also. I don't know if I said correctly. So the preseason went really well for me. I thought that, you know, I had shown that I was still there to help the team go to the Premier League. So to answer your question, no, I never asked to leave Wolves. No, never. I was seeing myself at Wolves for a long time, to be honest. And despite that pre-season, Nuno never really, I don't know if it's him or somebody else, never really how to say this in English. I was never really in his plan, you know, I think. Even though the preseason went well.
You couldn't have done much more than what you intended to do. Obviously, you had a good pre-season. You scored against Hull City away under Nuno. So, theoretically, you couldn't have done any more. You were just never really in his plans, which was unfortunate for yourself.
Yes, that's what happened, really. And, as I said, I didn't want to leave because I knew this team was going to go. Was going to get promoted. Like, I had no doubt about it, you know? And so, yeah, I wanted to stay, but in the end, like, Hull City needed a striker. Sorry, I cut this here. Hull City needed a striker, and the offer came in, and Wolves accepted, and I was like, you know what, if the club don't want me, they count on me. And I think they needed the money to fund another transfer for another player at the time. And I was like, okay, maybe it's my time to go. And I wasn't happy to leave Wolves, but I guess it was just destiny, it was just fate. And Obviously, I was happy also because I knew this team was going to get promoted, and I was really happy at Wolves. You know, I liked everything about it, about being a Wolverhampton player. And but I guess it was just a time for me to move on. And then I went to Hull City. I still followed the Wolves every week. And I was okay. I think this season I will really smash the league. That's what they did. And yeah, they deserve to get promoted this season. And hopefully it's just a start for Wolves to get even bigger in the future also.
What have you made of Wolves this season, Miller? Do you still think you could have led that line for us this season with the injuries that we've had up front?
What did you say, sorry?
Do you still think you could have done a job for Wolves this season with Raul Jimenez being injured and now sort of second string striker to fall into place?
Oh, I guess so. But, you know, it's such a pity that Wolves lost Jimenez, because he's such a massive player for the club, and you have seen it when he was in. He's done so well for Wolves that nobody could have replaced him, you know. And I think they're really sorry for the fact that he was injured. I think he had a really serious injury to the head, from what I understood. And well, it's good now. I think he's back. If he's played some games, but it looks like he's back in trainings. But yeah, it's such a pity, because for sure Wolves would have done better with him. Now, I don't know if they would finish in the top six or top eight, whatever, but for sure they would have done better than with him than without him. But yeah, it's been, I think it's a frustrating season for Wolves, and but you know, it can always be worse if you can say, because like you can look, there are some teams like Sheffield United, West Brom, they really struggled this season, and Wolves, okay, it was not the best season, but it's an all right season, I guess, you know. Obviously, I'm sure the club would have wanted to get some European football, etc. But like I said, it can always be worse. Hopefully next season will be a better one.
Things could definitely be worse, Miller. We could be in the Championship heading towards League One with fans angry on the pitch again, like against Burnley, like we mentioned earlier.
Yes.
Wolves have got West Brom on Monday, yes. Local rivals. I don't think you played against West Brom for Wolves. I don't think you played West Brom at all during your time. Do you remember much of the
no.
rivalry? Do you know how much it means to the Wolves fan base, that rivalry?
Yeah, it was. That's one of the things I didn't have the chance to enjoy, you know, this, to play in this local derby. How do you call it again? I forget.
The Black Country Derby.
What did you say? I didn't hear you.
Black Country Derby?
Yes, the Black Country Derby, yes.
Yeah.
I didn't have the chance to play it in it, but from what I saw on social media, it looks like an electric derby. And yeah, I'm sure this... Would I play home or away?
Away.
No way. Anyways, there's no fans, but you know, it's just. I remember I was sitting at home all the time in the FA Cup. You know, I was thinking, I hope we get to West Brom in the cup. I hope we get to West Brom at home, because the South Bank will be bouncing. It will be such an amazing day if we play West Brom. But no, I didn't have the chance to play in it. Hopefully. Wolves will do well against West Brom. You know, derbies are always special, you know, and hopefully they get the 3 points and the fans will be happy.
All right, so just going to do a quick fire quiz of you now, just quick questions, sweet to come up with whatever answers. Who was your best mate while you were at Wolves? Who's your best friend at Wolves?
Oh, I think you already know the answer. It was Bakayoko, but I was also close to also other players. You had Big, you had Dirty, Van Lapa. I was quite close to.
Elokobi won.
What did you say?
George Elokobi won.
Elokobi, yes, Elokobi. Yes, Elokobi. I had a few, you know, like Kevin McDonald. I always thought he was the funniest guy I've met in football. Dirty also was really funny. There were a few. Costa, Capello, Bolly, for the short time also I was there with him. You know, I've had the chance to meet some really nice people when I was at Wolves. Even like the people working at the club were so nice.
Yourself, Bakary Sakho and Benik Afolabi with the celebration. Who was the best dancer at the three of you, Green?
Between Sakho and Afobe, because I'm the worst of the three. I would say probably Sakho. But Benik is good. Benik is good. And Sakho is probably the best.
If you weren't traveling with Bakary Sakho for an away fixture, who would have been the worst person to room with?
The worst person. At the time, I would say George Saville.
Right, just silly, immature, or weird.
Oh, he's just silly. He's a very nice guy. Very nice guy, Joe. But he's just
crazy.
Too much crazy for me. Right. He would do something out of the blue. You don't expect him. You're like, is he serious or something? He was a nice guy.
Right. And then the last question is, who is your favorite out of Cristiano Ronaldo and Leonardo Messi?
My favorite?
Yep.
Oh, really, I don't have favorite between the two. I think they are both greats. I just try to enjoy as much as I can of them two and before they retire.
If Benny Afolabi wasn't playing at front with you, which one of those two would you want with you?
What did you say?
If Benny Afolabi wouldn't have been fit, which of those two players would you have wanted playing next to you?
I would say, that's a tough one.
Well, I'll put it on. Yeah, I need that. I've asked every other guest this season, and I'm asking you as well. You are allowed to say Cristiano Ronaldo.
I would say probably Messi.
No,
everyone, I would say probably Messi.
Okay. Noura, thank you for spending your time. I really appreciate you giving us your time today. I know it's been difficult for sure, but as always, just thank you for your time, and hopefully we'll get you back on in the future.
Yeah, no problem. Thanks for inviting me. It was nice to talk about my lovely time at Wolves.
Also, one quick question. What's happened to the blonde hair? I like that.
No, it was just for a few weeks. I think he'll be back soon also. Don't worry.
It will
be back soon. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Escape your everyday with out-of-this-world action. From the gritty apocalypse of the Walking Dead universe to the cyberpunk realm of The Watch and the criminal underbelly of Gangs of London, AMC Plus is more than entertaining. It's epic. Feel all the chills and thrills with Shudder's Halfway to Halloween month. Experience Shudder's biggest month of horror featuring a new season of Creepshow and new movie premieres every week, all available ad-free and on demand. Start your free trial today at amcplus.com.